So we're on step 12, and we got to step 12 by going through steps 1 through 11 with a loving sponsor. To me, talking about step 12 on Thanksgiving is, it's perfect. Being of service, being in gratitude. I have friends and family here. It's amazing. There are Thanksgivings in my life, probably like some of you guys, that have been spent pretty poorly, in a lot of pain and suffering and intoxication, recovering from intoxication. Jerry asked me if I was still going to do today, even though it was Thursday, and even though it was like Thanksgiving, I'm like, sure, what could be better? Step 12 talks about the joy of living. It also talks about, it's about what happens in here as far as carrying the message, but it's also about what happens out there. So first I'm going to read a little bit about us specifically as alcoholics. If I can find that little thing I had. No, I can't find it. So this is also literature. If you're looking for it, it's also called Why We Were Chosen. Into your weak and feeble hands I have entrusted a power beyond your estimate. To you has been given that which has been denied the most learned of your fellows, not to scientists or statesmen, not to wives or mothers, not even to my priests and ministers have I given this gift of healing other alcoholics, which I entrust to you. It must be used unselfishly. It carries with it grave responsibility. No day can be too long. No demands upon your time can be too urgent. No case too pitiable. No task too hard. No effort too great. It must be used with tolerance. For I have restricted its application to no race, no creed, and no denomination. Personal criticism you must expect. Lack of appreciation. Common ridicule will be your lot. Your motives will be misjudged. Success will not always attend your efforts in your work with other alcoholics. You must be prepared for adversity. For what men call adversity is the ladder you must use to ascend the rung toward spiritual perfection. I shall not exact of you beyond your capabilities. You are not selected because of your exceptional talents. And be careful always, if success attends your efforts, not to ascribe any personal superiority, that to which you can lay claim only by virtue of my gift. If I had wanted learned men to accomplish this mission, the power would have been entrusted to the physician and scientist. If I had wanted eloquent men, there would have been many anxious for the assignment. For talk is the easiest. For talk is the easiest used of all talents with which I have endowed mankind. If I had wanted scholarly men, the world is filled with better qualified than you, who would have been available. You were selected because you have been available. You were selected because you have been outcasts of the world. As your long experience as a drunkard has made, or should make you, humbly alert to the cries of distress that come from the lonely hearts of alcoholics everywhere. Keep ever in mind the admission that you made on the day of your profession of AA, namely that you are powerless, and that it was only with your willingness to turn your life and your will into my keeping that relief came to you. Think not that because you have been dry 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, that it is the result of your unaided efforts. The help which has been keeping you normal will keep you so just as long as you live this program. Be aware of the pride that comes from growth, the power of numbers and comparisons between yourselves or your organization with other organizations. These material things are no part of your creed. The success of a material organization comes from the pooling of joint assets, yours from the Union of Mutual Liabilities. Appeal for membership in material organization is based on a boastful recital of their accomplishments. Yours on the humble admission of weakness. The motto of the successful commercial enterprise is, he profits most who serves best. The wealth of material organizations, when they take their inventory, is measured by what they have left. Yours, when you take moral inventory, by what you have given. So we've been talking about you reap what you sow. It's in giving that we receive. We keep what we have by giving it away. And that goes beyond this room. We try to carry this message. That's kind of a big distinction, because those of you that have been around a while know you can try all day long. You can call them back. You can sit down with the book. You can say you're going to meet them at the meeting. They're not going to show up, usually. It's in the effort that we stay sober. In doing the steps with somebody else, I stay sober. Because of doing this series, I've gotten so much out of this. And I didn't, I was kind of like, you know, if you can't find somebody else. But to me, it really makes me reflect, right? Because I still don't want to give. I came in here and it was all about me. What about me? What about my needs? The world is unfair. You don't understand. And drinking kept me alive for a while. Right? Just to survive as a self-medication. And then later on, I saw other people who were happy. They had the same problem as I had. Nobody understood. The world was unfair and all that. But they were getting through without drinking, because they had a spiritual experience. So what is a spiritual experience? It's not just the white light experience that Bill talks about. That's like the exception. I like this definition. When a man or woman has had a spiritual awakening, the most important meaning of it is that he can now become able to do, feel, and believe that which we could not do before on his unaided strength and resources alone. He has been granted a gift which amounts to a new state of consciousness and being. He has been set on a path which tells him he is really going somewhere. So that's not like, and I'm not, everyone has their own spiritual awakening. Everyone has their own spiritual experiences. For me, the first time I could want to take a drink, say the serenity prayer, which I didn't necessarily believe in, and call another alcoholic, I got through that time without drinking. That was the beginning of a spiritual awakening for me. I was not able to do that on my own unaided will. And that's okay, right? We all came here because we were broken and weak and couldn't stop drinking. That's fine. Now we come in, we learn from other people. How did you do that? Jim, how did you quit drinking? Vic, how did you quit drinking? Clark, how did you quit drinking? And they'll tell you some version of probably what I just said. In the beginning, it's about not taking that first drink, because then that sets off an allergy in your body. The rest of it is, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. We have to read at the beginning of every meeting to not park in the wrong parking spot. Are you kidding me? We're supposed to be working a program about bettering ourselves and having taking our own inventory and not being so selfish and self-centered anymore. And I have to read this at every meeting? If you don't have a sponsor, please get a sponsor. Later on, you'll see hands raised. Go talk to one of those people. This goes on to say that he finds himself in a position of a degree of honesty, tolerance, and unselfishness, peace of mind, and love which he had thought himself quite incapable. What he has is a free gift, and yet usually, at least in some small part, he has made himself ready to receive it. So we get a free gift from God and from each other. We have to do the work to receive it. We have to do our readings. We have to go to meetings. We have to make the phone calls. Sometimes, I'll even say maybe often, we don't want to. Do we want to be drunk? Do we want to be in jail? Do we want to be locked up? I've been all those places. I don't. So I did the work, and here I am on a beautiful Thanksgiving with you guys. 16 years ago, I was asked to not go to my family's house for Thanksgiving because I was selfish, inconsiderate, inappropriate. My behavior was unacceptable. My managers at work said, listen, you got to stop being drunk all the time. You got to stop being hungover all the time. You got to stop making out with the staff in the bathroom. You guys know that. It's not news to most of you guys if you've been following along. Like, that's unacceptable, right? From a career path growth thing.
Yeah,
you know. So I was always looking at things of what's in it for me, what can I get out of it? Who wants to go make out in the bathroom with me? I'm speaking hypothetically now, you guys. Where's my raise? Where's my whatever? It's really in giving that we receive. If you think about, just think about it for a second. Who's the most miserable people in the world? Misers, hermits. They might have material stuff. They might have a beautiful mansion on the Intercoastal. They're miserable. I've worked for some of them. They're miserable. When you try to like hang on to everything and you don't, when you're not like in the flow of life and you're not giving, you're not getting. And it's not just about the bottle. Like on some levels, for some of us here, it's about the bottle. For some of us, it's about the joy of living. I can still be very selfish and very about the money and how's business and what about Black Friday and how are sales going to be and do I have enough inventory and all that. One of the things that I reread was about placing the spiritual before the material, because we'll be okay without material, but we'll not be okay without the spiritual. Sorry, let me find it. Well, I don't know where it is. So let me just read a little bit more. I'm mostly reading today from the 12 and 12, by the way. That other thing was a pamphlet. But so the spiritual awakening of the 12th step can begin, like, it can begin at any point, right? Like, I think you got it going on. And I don't think you're at step 12 technically yet. But, like, you can see... to watch the eyes of men and women open with wonder as they move from darkness into light, to see their lives quickly fill with new purpose and meaning, to see whole families reassemble, to see the alcoholic outcast received back in his community with full citizenship, to watch these people awaken to the presence of a loving God in their lives. We see monotony, pain, and even calamity turn to good use. Because hopefully you guys can learn from some of the really dumb things that I've done and the dumb things that take up the space in my head. The lies, the fears, the concerns, the BS. The satisfaction of instincts cannot be the sole end and aim of our lives. When we place spiritual growth first, then and only then do we have a real chance. We need to develop the sense of being in partnership or brotherhood. We must give of ourselves without demands for repayment. When we persistently did this, we found that people were attracted to us. In partnership with others, men and women, they can devote themselves to any number of ideas, people, and constructive projects. So that to me is about me pulling my weight. It used to be like, you know, where's my raise? Why doesn't he call? Why are they so this? What about me? Now it's kind of like, I mean, I went through the whole process. Now it's about what can I bring to the situation? What can I give to it? What's my motive? How am I looking at it? Financial importance was no longer our principal aim. We now clamored for material security. Right? You guys know I blew hundreds of thousands of dollars on partying. Now I'm getting older. I'm like, wish I had an IRA or whatever. Well, I don't. In money matters, we had faith only in ourselves and not too much of that. What's interesting in this, and it touches on in this reading a couple times, how alcoholics potentially have great earning power, but we get like, we get off track. We lose our focus. Freedom from fear was more important than freedom from want. He can be content as long as he plays well whatever cards life deals him. He's still ambitious but willing to stay right size. So these doctors studied alcoholics, right? You guys probably know this already. They were trying to find what's the common element among alcoholics from regular people who mostly have a lot of the same issues, right? These distinguished men had the nerve to say that most of the alcoholics under investigation were still childish, emotionally sensitive, and grandiose. How we alcoholics did resent that verdict. Goes on to talk about fear. False pride became the reverse side of that ruinous coin marked fear. We simply had to be number one people to cover up our deep-lying inferiorities. That's like the, what is it? The, yeah, it's like the, we do not have to be especially distinguished among our fellows in order to be usefully and profoundly happy. That's like, we can just be regular people. We don't have to be the top of the heap, the bottom of the heap, dominating or like being a, I like to call it being a remora, right? A remora is like that creature that rides around on a shark, just kind of like sucking up whatever comes their way. Shark does all the work. We are problem people who have found a way up and out, and we wish to share our knowledge. It's by accepting and solving our problems that we can begin to get right with ourselves, with the world about us, and with Him who presides over all of us. Right action is the key to good living. All right, I'm gonna finish by reading something that's by Mother Teresa, which came from somebody else because it's all the same anyway. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. Mm-hmm. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you can, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. That's it for me.